Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Lou Ford. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt LaCroix. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Michael Cuttier. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castro. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting third. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting sixth. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Barry Zito. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Ford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt LaCroix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LaCroix takes first base on ball 4. Mauer moves to second. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Ellis reaches third base with a triple. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cuttier hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton hits a pop-up towards short. Bartlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosby moves to second. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Bartlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Ford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kotze is 0-for-1 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton is 0-for-1 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaCroix takes first base on ball 4. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaCroix moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morneau. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartlett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Coetzee is 0-for-2 in the game. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chavez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Payton is 0-for-2 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a line drive into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 3-2. LaCroix is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. LaCroix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Mulholland now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuttier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jacques Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiko Calero now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuttier strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Romero now pitching. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0-for-3 in the game. Coetzee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Payton is 0-for-3 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romero picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Romero. Chavez goes all the way around to score. Payton moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatteberg is hit by the pitch. Marco Scudero pinch hits for Bobby Crosby. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Payton scores. Hatteberg moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Romero covering, for the out. Hatteberg moves to third. Scudero moves to second. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marco Scudero now playing shortstop. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. 1 out. Lou Ford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Bartlett moves to second. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Tiffey pinch hits for Matt LaCroix. Terry Tiffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tiffey takes first base on ball 4. Bartlett moves to third. Ford moves to second. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Bowyer now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coetzee hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Keiki Yabue now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 3 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swisher who is chasing the ball. Castro reaches third base with a triple. Morneau goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mike Ryan pinch hits for Jason Bartlett. Houston Street now pitching. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ryan for the out. Castro scores. 1 out. It's 7-4, Athletics. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 4 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Ford moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Terry Tiffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mauer moves to second. Terry Tiffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tiffey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tiffey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mauer scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Nick Punto pinch runs for Terry Tiffey. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.